What about the issue of endocrine therapy in the premenopausal patient? What would you say is standard, and what are some of the research issues being looked at?
The standard approach for estrogen receptor-positive premenopausal breast cancer remains tamoxifen, specifically 5 years of tamoxifen. There is significant interest to explore the potential incorporation of ovarian function suppression, either with tamoxifen or with an aromatase inhibitor. And that's why we've been conducting the SOFT trial, SOFT, comparing these three approaches: tamoxifen, ovarian ablation plus tamoxifen, or ovarian ablation plus exemestane. In other parts of the world, actually, ovarian ablation with tamoxifen or an aromatase inhibitor is standard, but the data really do not justify this at this time, in my view. But SOFT is accruing very well, and we hope that accrual will complete within the next year so that we can get an appropriate answer for our patients. There was a very interesting manuscript published in the neurology literature. First author was Rocco, one of our neurologists at Mayo, which performed an epidemiological analysis of cognitive function in the setting of premenopausal women who underwent oophorectomy in Olmsted County in Minnesota. And it was actually quite interesting for us to see that women who underwent oophorectomy actually had a higher risk for cognitive dysfunction later on.
Was there a control?
No, they just looked at cognitive dysfunction based on whether they had oophorectomy or not, and there appeared to be a relationship that was statistically significant. So in our practice, tamoxifen remains the standard of practice.
I guess there's a group of women kind of in between postmenopausal and premenopausal. It's very common, which is the premenopausal woman who then ceases menstruation with chemotherapy. Very vexing question. Should they then be treated as postmenopausal? How do you deal with that?
The approach we have been taking in these women, we look at estradiol levels, we look at FSH, and we look at LH. But even those three markers are really not perfect in terms of defining menopausal status. So our approach has been to start a therapy with tamoxifen and wait a couple of years to, quote-unquote, be certain if there's true advance to menopause, and then at that time we introduce the aromatase inhibitors.